Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from DoorParish.com. Hey, we are back in South Dakota after taking a big, wide, round trip around and through the mountains, and now we'll be headed back east. And tonight we're at a truck stop. Praise God for those. They welcome travelers, so we're happy about that, especially when we can find a place to park away from the loud noise, which is what's happening tonight, so we're rejoicing about that. And it's flat, so that's really nice too. Just added bonuses for being out on the road here. And anyway, it's been super hot, which is typical of summer anywhere, really. And it got down into the low 90s right now, so it feels kind of cool and it's breezy. So I thought I would take a walk before it got dark, because obviously I don't want to be walking around a truck stop at night. And anyway, I thought, you know, I was just gonna do a quick audio and talk about walking in the spirit, not the flesh, when it comes to persecution. Brother Jim had an interaction, I'm just going to use this as an example, just recently with somebody who seemed to come like an angel of light, looking for truth, wanting truth, talking about truth, had biblical knowledge. And when Brother Jim tried to explain something to him about the love of God was shown in Christ, well, I don't want to go into all the details on that. This man got really mad. I guess now that I started, I have to tell you that in Psalms, it talks about how God hates those who do violence. Brother Jim shared that with this man because this man was telling people God loves them. And Brother Jim explains to people, it's biblical, that God loved through Christ. And in order to get that love today, you have to abide in Him. And if you don't, you're not eligible for that love. So this isn't a teaching lesson about all that. This is just an example of an issue where somebody turned evil and is now persecuting us. I haven't seen the video yet. Brother Jim saw it and he said, well, we're going to discern it later, and he will probably do a refuting of it as he goes through each part of what they say. We test ourselves just to make sure that we are biblical. This man apparently doesn't have a whole lot of biblical issues. It's more personality. But anyway, the point isn't about this person. It's about the fact that we all are going to be persecuted. Any of us that want to live holy and godly for the Lord, because we're new creations in Him, and we have the Holy Spirit in us. We know Ephesians 6 says it's a spiritual battle, and we know we're going to have persecutions. God's Word says it. Jesus tells us and warns us in Matthew 24 and Matthew 10 how people are going to hate us. But what else do we see in the Scripture, sister, that we're to rejoice when we are persecuted for the cause in the name of Christ? In fact, I believe in one area it says we're supposed to be exceedingly glad. And let's look at the example of Apostle Paul, who was beaten, and it says they were standing there looking at him thinking he was dead. He got right back up and went back in. So you see, that's all by the power of the Holy Spirit we can overcome all this persecution. And what I want to encourage you, sisters, is I can't count the number of haters we have. And this audio isn't about all our haters. And I just wanted to say the only reason I said that is because we're used to it. We get so much hatred, lying, persecuting. But the problem is they never come with it biblically, very rarely. And when they do, it's twisted. And it's an ism, Calvinism, or KJV-onlyism, or whatever it is. It's classified in one of those false teachings. And the majority of the other ones that come in hating us are character attacks. You know, you're mean, you're judgmental, you're hateful. You know, it's not a biblical, it's not a biblical rebuke or anything. It's just all, they're irritated and angry because, well, they got their sin called out on them, or they just don't like being exposed, or one of their favorite people that they exalt and idolize has been exposed. So what I want to encourage you, sisters, is, yeah, I'll admit, Brother Jim and I at times, you know, when stuff like this comes up, sometimes our flesh will rise up. We don't do anything about it, not like write off emails and send things that we shouldn't do. But inside, we have a battle that goes on. The Spirit is guiding us to think and walk in the Spirit, but the flesh rises up like, wow, how dare they? And I got to tell you, sisters, it's not necessarily, how dare they say that about me? You know what it is? It's they're defaming our Father. So righteous anger is acceptable. We have to be very careful with that line that we have, that it doesn't become a fleshly anger. And I don't know how to distinguish that verbally to you, but the Holy Spirit does guide you in that. There'll be a conviction, and if you examine yourself like we're supposed to, like the scriptures say, then we will see if we have fault and if we need to repent of it. But what we mainly need to do is, God's word tells us that we're supposed to pray for them. We're supposed to, well, obviously, love them, which does require, what does love require? It could require a rebuke and a correction. That is love. Love comes in many different forms. And when we see God's love given in Christ, He died on the cross for us. That's the kind of love God showed. It was a bloody, gruesome show of love. And a lot of the love that we see in God's word is Hebrews 4 sword slicing and cutting us. So when we love our neighbor, sometimes we have to slice them, cut them with the word of God. Oh, I got to turn around. There's a bunch of people up there with some dogs. Hold on, that kind of threw me off a little bit. But when you're out in the world, you just got to kind of go with it. So anyway, I just want to encourage you, sisters. You're going to have haters. You're going to have people mocking and laughing. Oh, ha, 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 look at you. Look at that bag on your head. And you look like you're walking around in a potato sack or something. You look like you stepped out of the Bible. Well, rejoice, sisters, if somebody says you look like you stepped out of the Bible. Because that's what you're supposed to be. That's what you're supposed to be looking like. It's biblical and obedient, like what God's word says. And you're going to be called judgmental, hateful, all kinds of stuff. Legalist. You don't have to do that, you know. You're just old world. You're oppressed. You're put down. You can be set free from all that. I know most of you have already heard all that. And some of you are brand new. And I just want to warn some of you that are not familiar with this and haven't been persecuted yet. It's easy to read God's word and see it in there. And you probably all admit, even if you haven't been persecuted much, yes, you see it. Yes, you know it's coming. But I'll warn you, when it comes, pray to God that you are not in your flesh and let it affect you. Because it can bring you down too. It can be a little distressing when you have people, Satan using his workers, to batter you left and right, left and right. I kind of think of it like waves of the shore crashing in up against the rocks, and it wears out this big hole in the rocks. Well, we don't want that to be us. We want our rock solid on the word. And if we don't waver on one speck of it, doesn't matter how many times Satan bashes up against us, like the water on the rocks, he ain't gonna get no hole in us. It's just gonna make us stronger. Because I'll be honest with you here, sisters, when I see the persecution coming and I see the ridiculous accusations that come through, it just makes me stronger and more bold because I see God's word coming true. We were warned of it, so we shouldn't marvel. We should just say, well, yep, our Savior warned us about it. Paul warned about ravenous wolves coming in, trying to deceive people. We saw the examples in the Bible, so we shouldn't marvel. We should just continue walking, don't let it stumble you, and always make sure you're in the Spirit. Sometimes it might require a quiet time to settle your flesh down, not be depressed, not be angry, whatever it is that might stir up in your flesh, and make sure you're thinking right and biblical and in the Spirit. It's something we're supposed to do every day. If we're always working hard to walk in the Spirit, when stuff like this comes, it'll just roll off your back for the most part. It's when we allow ourselves to get weak, tired, fleshly, when we start focusing on the wrong things. Where is everybody? How come there's so few? Well, you're asking questions that you shouldn't even be asking. What you need to be doing is looking at your own life and the good works that you're to be doing to the Lord today. And don't worry about tomorrow, because we don't even have it. So anyway, just some simple encouragement, some thoughts that were just coming to me. Thought I'd share that with you. Maybe it helped strengthen and edify you. And that's about all I have. I'm at the corner, and I have to cross a busy intersection. So I'm going to let you go, sisters. Much love to you. Hold fast. May God be praised.